Elijah Browning, from the Spoon River Anthology, by Edgar Lee Masters, read for LibriVox.org by Eve Leaf, www.lateyourwriting.com. I was among multitudes of children dancing at the foot of a mountain. A breeze blew out of the east and swept them as leaves, driving some up the slopes. All was changed. Here were flying lights, and mystic moons, and dream music. A cloud fell upon us. When it lifted, all was changed. I was now amid multitudes who were wrangling. Then a figure in shimmering gold, and one with a trumpet, and one with a scepter, stood before me. They mocked me, and danced a rigadoon, and vanished. All was changed again. Out of a bower of poppies, a woman bared her breasts and lifted her open mouth to mine. I kissed her. The taste of her lips was like salt. She left blood on my lips. I fell exhausted. I arose and ascended higher, but a mist as from an iceberg clouded my steps. I was cold and in pain. Then the sun strained on me again, and I saw the mists below me hiding all below them, and I bent over my staff, knew myself silhouetted against the snow, and above me was the soundless air pierced by a cone of ice over which hung a solitary star. A shudder of ecstasy, a shudder of fear ran through me, but I could not return to the slopes, nay, I wished not to return. For the spent waves of the symphony of freedom lapped the ethereal cliffs about me. Therefore, I climbed to the pinnacle. I flung away my staff. I touched that star with my outstretched hand. I vanished utterly. For the mountain delivers to infinite truth whosoever touches the star. End of poem. This recording is in the public domain.